Summing up, nervous tissue. Nervous tissue include neurons and glial cells. Neurons are organized in circuits with sensory inputs, integration, and outputs to effectors. Glial cells serve support functions. Neurons generally receive information via their dendrites, of which there can be many, and transmit information via their single axons, which end in axon terminals. Schwann cells and oligodendrocytes produce myelin, which insulates neurons. Astrocytes create the blood-brain barrier. Neurons have an electric charge difference across their plasma membranes, the membrane potential. When a neuron is not active, its membrane potential is a resting potential. The sodium-potassium pump concentrates potassium on the inside of a neuron and sodium on the outside. Potassium channels allow potassium to diffuse out of the neuron, leaving behind unbalanced negative charges. Propagation. The resting potential is perturbed when ion channels open or close, changing the permeability of the plasma membrane to charged ions. Through this mechanism, the plasma membrane can become depolarized or hyperpolarized. An action potential is a rapid reversal in charge across a portion of the plasma membrane, resulting from the sequential opening and closing of voltage-gated sodium and potassium channels. These changes in voltage-gated channels occur when the plasma membrane depolarizes to a threshold level. Action potentials are all or none, self-regenerating events. They are conducted down axons because local current flow depolarizes adjunct regions of membrane and brings them to threshold. In myelinated axons, action potentials appear to jump between nodes of Ranvier, patches of axonal plasma membrane that are not covered by myelin. Synapsis. Neurons communicate with each other and with other cells by transmitting information over chemical synapses with neurotransmitters or electrical synapses. The neuromuscular junction is a well-studied chemical synapsis between a motor neuron and a skeletal muscle cell. When an action potential reaches an axon terminal, it causes the release of neurotransmitters, which diffuse across the synaptic cleft and bind to receptors on the postsynaptic membrane. Synapses between neurons can be either excitatory or inhibitory. A postsynaptic neuron integrates information by summing excitatory and inhibitory postsynaptic potentials in both space and time. Central and peripheral nervous systems. The brain and spinal cord make up the central nervous system, CNS. The cranial and spinal nerves make up the peripheral nervous system, PNS. The nervous system can be modeled conceptually in terms of the direction of information flow and whether we are conscious of the information. The afferent component carries information from the PNS to the CNS, and the efferent component directs information from the CNS to the peripheral parts of the body. The spinal cord communicates information between the brain and the rest of the body. It can issue some commands to the body without input from the brain. The autonomic nervous system, ANS, consists of efferent pathways that control the physiological function of organs and organ systems. Its sympathetic and parasympathetic divisions are characterized by their anatomy, neurotransmitters, and effects on target tissues. The vertebrae nervous system develops from a hollow dorsal neural tube. The brain forms from three swellings at the anterior end of the neural tube, which become the hindbrain, the midbrain, and the forebrain. The forebrain develops into the cerebral hemispheres. the telencephalon, and the underlying thalamus and hypothalamus, the diencephalon. The midbrain and the hindbrain develop into the brainstem and the cerebellum. The limbic system is an evolutionarily primitive part of the telencephalon that is involved in emotions, physiological drives, such as hunger or thirst, instincts, and memory. The cerebral hemispheres are the dominant structures of the human brain. Their surfaces are layers of neurons called the cerebral cortex. The cerebral hemispheres can be divided into temporal, frontal, parietal, and occipital lobes.